Yesterday I mentioned I received a copy of part of an email sent by Chris McArdle, the lawyer for Craig Thompson, who's appearing this morning in Melbourne. It was in response to a request by Miss Anne Gardner, General Secretary of the Public Service Association. Miss Gardner had approached Mr. McArdle in person, requesting an apology on behalf of the prison officers, two of them. He'd called goons and galoots, simply because they were following normal procedures in searching Craig Thompson before his court appearance last week. You'll remember as well, the guards were well within their rights to remand Craig Thompson in custody overnight because he arrived after the cut-off for processing, which is just before 4 o'clock. But as a matter of courtesy to Mr. Thompson, they stayed back and processed him simply to get him before a magistrate before they went home. Anne Gardner, the General Secretary of the Public Service Association, is on the line. Anne, g'day.
Good morning, Ray.
Congratulations for what you did.
Thank you, Ray, and thanks on behalf of the officers for the support you've been giving them.
Now, you decided on Monday that you'd put yourself in Mr. McArdle's office, as I understand it.
Yes, I had a think about it over the weekend, and I thought, you know, here's these two people going to work, dressed in their uniforms, say goodbye to their children, doing exactly as they're meant to do, and then they're described as goons and galoots. And I just thought how that would impact on me if my children heard me or the other people who work in my profession being described that way. So I thought I'll just front up there and ask for an apology.
And what, you were shown into his office once you got to the outer office?
Yes, yes. He was surprised and...
I'd say stunned.
Yes, yes. So, he was polite. And when I asked the apology initially, he said absolutely not. And I thought that this is coming from ignorance of the role of a correctional officer. So I just took the time to explain to him the work that they do. They're exceptionally professional, that the corrections officers in New South Wales are probably the best in the country. They're highly trained. They go through a selection process that's, you know, very intense. Psychological assessment, physical assessment, behavioural, and then they do an 11-week intensive course at Eastwood, which is well known throughout the world as one of the best correctional academies. So, you know, and I explained the degree of hurt that his comments had caused. So he did listen, and then I received the email in the afternoon.
Now, the email to which you refer, I published yesterday or Monday. In fact, yesterday I published it. I obviously do not know either of your members, he said, in part to you. He wrote a lot more than that. And they should never be named. Well, they haven't been. So I should not have called them goons and galoots. He says, I do not regret my anger, but I do regret picking on two people who can't fight back. Now, that's a half-pied apology. It's not quite getting there. But he does say, please inform them and anyone else you wish of that. Chris McArdle.
Yes. Yes. It's not really satisfactory. I had to read it a couple of times before I decided that. And that's why I don't know the members involved. So I forwarded that email to the executive of their prison officer's vocational branch. And I said, you make the decision about whether to pass it on. So at this point, I would still call on Mr. McArdle for a proper apology.
Well, he needs to actually withdraw the comments and apologise for any hurt caused to the two officers and their families, even though they haven't been named. People would know in their workplace who they are, who works in that particular court, on what particular day, and by Chinese whispers, people will know in a very short space of time who the two fellows are.
But, and it's, you know, in addition to that, it's undermining the reputation of all prison officers. These are people who, when we're sitting around on Christmas Day enjoying our lunch, you know, they're dining with Benny in cell block B. They do rotating rosters. They're in a volatile situation. They're dealing with prisoners who have psychological injuries, who may be drug affected. This is a really tough gig, and they do it really, really well, the men and women of the New South Wales Corrections Service.
Well, firstly, let me say to you that I only gained some sort of knowledge of what they go through by doing that TV program with Ron Woodham last year we called Inside, which was on the Channel 9 network.
Yes, I did see it. And I thought it was, you know, really interesting from my perspective.
Well, I found it absolutely fascinating, but I grew quite fond of quite a number of officers, because I thought I wouldn't want to walk a day in their shoes.
That's exactly right.
It's the toughest job I could possibly... I mean, I have a lot of respect for police officers, but I think correctional officers, dealing with what they do on a daily basis, deserve every accolade coming their way from within the community.
That's right. And in addition, police officers are still covered by workers' comp insurance for journey claims. Mm. Our corrections officers and the other New South Wales public service workers are not. And this is, you know, you might have finished a night shift, it's been a really distressing time, you're driving home and you're no longer covered for workers' comp. So it's these sorts of things that we need to get out there and the public need to understand. We're not running a prison like an American TV show. This is a very professional operation focused on rehabilitation.
Well, that's what I found. I found the people who wanted to help got help, and lots of it, and were treated with great courtesy, irrespective of what they may have done, because the officers don't know what they've done. They simply know that they're there for a period of time and they've got to do the time in the best possible circumstances, and a great tribute to them. But I'll tell you what I want to say to you. You're one hell of a woman to decide to get from behind the desk, put yourself into Mr. McArdle's office on behalf of your members, and more power to you. Congratulations, Anne Gardner.
Thank you very much, Ray.
I appreciate you talking to me. Thanks, Anne.